A vessel has been detected. Unimatrix 424, grid 03. Activate.
Captain, Klingons off the starboard bow.
Again with the Klingons. Mr. Scott, give me full power.
It's no good, Captain. I cannot reach the control panel.
Scotty, beam me up.
If I were human, I believe my response would be, go to hell.
Hey, 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 welcome. This is Scott with the Hammercast. It is February 27th, 2010. We are live at the Battle for Stones River in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. There's a room full of people here. Everything's set up. Game number one has begun. Throughout the course of the day, we will be doing interviews with different players that want to do that. We've got the Red Bull girls here handing out Red Bulls, looking very nice, I must say. So, Admiral's Log, 02.27.2010, evaluation of the senior staff. I'll let the generals speak for themselves. Who's first to debrief?
Hey, this is Michael Nick. Space Wolves player first tournament. Rounds one through four, it really looked like we weren't going to get anything done. A lot of movement, a lot of missed shots, a lot of made saves. Nobody really died. He was able to go ahead and take out one of my land speeders, and I removed one of his squads, and that was about all the points we had lost, about 100 each, until about turn five when everybody started to get out of vehicles. He wrecked one of my rhinos, blew up the next one. Everybody came out. I started breaking and running off the board with the gray hunters. Finally brought out the Wolfguard Terminators and jumped in and started wrecking his Terminators. It was the last turn, so I was only able to take off a couple of his guys. We both were on the objective, not able to hold it, so we split there, no points. I was able to get my HQ on the objective, and then he got the points for having more scoring units in my side, so it was a 9-4 victory for him. Tough game, but it was fun. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jason Spurka. I'm part of the Blade and Bolter Boy Club. And we just finished our first game. It wasn't too bad. It was a slobber knocker.
How'd it go?
I won. He lost, but it was really marginal. It was a 9-4. It came down to the commander sitting on the objective marker.
What was the turning point in the game?
Probably when I finally got both his rides destroyed. And then I just came up over the top like a parade of Marines is what it looked like. And if we had went one more turn, I think I could have got everything but his long fangs that he had sitting in the back corner. So it was pretty impressive, but it ended. So that was the game for me.
Hey, I'm Mike. I'm from Hermitage, Tennessee. My first game was a slap and tickle fest, and had a good time. I'm playing Chaos Space Marine Army. Been playing 40K for about a year and a half, and still learning it and still having a fun time.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Stan. I'm a proud member of the Blade and Bolter from Nashville, Tennessee. Played my first game against a Matthew Collis playing Tau, and it was a fantastic game. His broadsides kept sniping and immobilizing my vehicles, and it really started to piss me off. But it's what Tau do. They piss you off. So game came down to a nail-biter till turn five when my Power Fist Sergeant finally figured out how to turn it on and finally took out his Sasha, which kind of tied the game in for me. So it was a great game. I love coming out to these tournaments, and it was a wonderful time.
All right. This is Rex Culler from Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming up to Murfreesboro here for Stones River. Just finished my first game. So far, so good. I got 9 points out of a total of 20. My opponent got 0. It was a close game. Variable game length, really. I think I had another 4 points if it had ended on turn six, but it went on to turn six. So It was a close game. So far, having a good time. It's really crowded. This is the biggest. I mean, it's close. I went to the Big Wall last year, and it's pretty close to about the same amount of people, it seems. So, hoping I'll do well the rest of the tournament and have some good games, meet some new people.
This is Matthew Callis from Huntsville, Alabama. I'm here at Battle of Stones River 2010. Great tournament, but I'm here playing Tau, so of course it's not going to go well. Just finished game one. Game one went well up until the turn five. Turn five, everything started dying on the spot. Wound up, I was trying to hold objectives all the way through, and I was doing it up until that turn. Wound up the game with just one immobilized ion head and one broadside. And that doesn't work when you're going up against Vulcan Space Marines.
Okay. My name's John Williams. I'm from Humboldt, Tennessee, which is a little town outside of Jackson. And I come here the first time playing a game since I've left Iraq. And I'm learning the new rule system. I'm having a great time. I got my butt whooped in the first round, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
Hey, this is Josh from Laverne. Just got our first game in. It's Battle for Stones River. Had a really good out-of-town player, real friendly. So got a win out of the deal, so can't really complain. So having a good time so far. Hope everybody's enjoying the podcast.
What was the turning point in your game?
Probably when my drop pods came in. I was playing Space Marines versus Space Marines, so had a lot of good roles on reserves. Everybody kind of showed up at once, so I was able to coordinate pretty well.
Hey, my name's Jose Trujillo. I'm here at Battle for Stones River. It's an awesome tourney. You got huge tables, lots of tables everywhere. The terrain's great. I would like more buildings, but that's just me personally. I'm used to buildings. Anyways, my opponent was a real cool guy. You know, he played Chaos Marines, and I played Vanilla Marines with Khan, the outflanking genius. But I did not flank it like I should. And anyway, somehow I won. So it was a cool game, a big slugfest, lots of Marines blowing each other up. You gotta love the Redeemers playing Thor for killing Chaos Space Marines. It was an awesome, awesome game. So my first win. This is like my third tournament ever. So I'm glad with that. And you know, I just hope to have a great time. They got food for us, and food's always a bonus. So that's great.
Hello, my name is Alan Cannon, and I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I'm playing Space Marines today in the Battle for Stones River, so here's my battle recap.
The Raven Guard chapter of the Adeptus Astartes was sent to defend the Hive City Murfreesboro. The battle looked like it was going to be won under the leadership of Captain Dardeth Lysander. What looked like a sure victory turned out to be a tragic loss for the Astartes, for on the last turn, the forces of Chaos prevailed. The lash was devastating. The squad was wiped out, the last sergeant slain in battle. What was meant to be a victory turned into a crushing loss.
Alright, my name is William Page. I'm here at Battle for Stones River. And today I'm playing my Chaos Army. I like to call it the Pyre Legion. If you guys have the 4th edition codex, I believe, that's the color scheme for it. And I've been playing it. And today my first game was against my friend Alan. I play him all the time at the shop. And I always lose because I hate Lysander so much. But today I managed to get around him and it was pretty cool. So I feel good about myself. So even if I lose every game throughout the day, I can walk away happy.
Hi, my name is John Barkmeyer. I play Iron Warriors. First game, I got a player named Jose. And basically, he had Vanilla Space Marines with Karasaro Khan. He had a squad of outflanking bikers. And they didn't really do much. They killed a squad of 10 Marines, and then I countercharged the Defiler. And Defiler ended up wiping the whole squad out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Instant killing Khan and the chaplain, and then he failed a few of his fearless tests. But that's pretty much the only successful thing that happened.
What was the turning point in the game?
Turning point, probably the river was on my side where the from the objective, and I had a vehicle destroyed before the river, and then one that mobilized at the river. So he got to the objective way before I did. So he stood up there. It was only 2 5-man squads, but he got up there and kind of fortified himself, and I was having to run through difficult terrain. And originally, my general and my Terminators were all on top of the hill. They were just going to sit on there and hold it and try to kill anything. But he assaulted Terminators, and my Lord struck first. I was like, all right, I got this. Rolled a 6 for my demon weapon, and I was like, oh, man. So 9 attacks, hitting on 3s, rolled 7 hits. And then rolled wound dice, 6 1s and 2s. And his return attacks killed the rest of the Terminators, and then the following turn, my Lord got hit in the head with Power Fist and died. And that was where the game just went. Yeah. But he was a great guy. We played 7 full turns, and it was bloody. I had hardly anything left, and he had 2 5-man squads, Vindicator, or Predator, and then his Redeemer left. So, yeah. It was a great game. Great guy.
Awesome, man. Good luck for the rest of the tourney.
I appreciate it.
All right, this is Matthew Rogers, and I am playing Imperial Fist. I live here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and my Uncle Al is showing me his ass right now. my first game was against Imperial Guard. I don't play very many Guard players, and I got introduced to the Vanquisher Cannon, which was absolutely brutal. He pulls it out, and he goes, it's strength 9, and gets 2d6 for the armor penetration. I was like, holy shit. So it was a pretty tough game. It was a good guy. I think it was Grant Wyatt was the guy I played. Had a really fun time. His army was excellently painted. Another thing I learned was ogres. Ogres are just tough as nails. 3 wounds each, and if I didn't blow them out of that chimera the first turn, they would have really screwed up my battle plan. So anyway, had a fun time. Looking forward to the next 3 games. So,
hi, my name's Steven, and I'm from Nashville. My first game was against a Space Wolf player named Chris, and I'm the only Sisters of Battle player today. So I played Sisters of Battle. It went pretty well. It was a nail biter there at the end, and it came down to turn 5. We barely finished turn 5, and I won 9-4, and it was a lot of shooting. He had a bunch of bad rolls in the beginning, and that kind of gave me an edge. I play a fully mechanized Sister of Battle force, and so I fielded 10 Immolators and 2 Rhinos, and so 12 light armor tanks driving across the board is kind of intimidating, and it was a fun game. I enjoyed it, and he's a great player and great sportsman, and I'm hoping to do well in the rest of the games, and you know, maybe walk away with a prize at the end of the day. So.
Hey, my name is Chris Thomason from Decatur, Alabama. Just had my first game up here, and the Battle of Stones River. I played Necrons. Run a destroyer army, run 21 destroyers, I believe, 15 normal destroyers, 6 heavy destroyers, 2 lords with resorbs. My first game was against a Chaos player. He played 2 sorcerers with Twin Lash and 9 obliterators. I was pretty nervous at first, but first turn ended up really good in my favor. Took out a full unit of obliterators and one of his sorcerers. Toward the end of the game, it got real close. He started pulling me toward him. It was a kind of a pain, but ended up with the win, so I'm pretty excited, having a great time. It's a blast up here, and it's my first time at Stones River, so I'm definitely coming back every year.
Alright, my name is Steve Haley. I'm at the Grand Adventures Tournament. My army is mostly Swanish, Chaos Army. My first opponent played Necrons. It was pretty close toward the front. Then it got bad toward the end. And then he killed my commander. And I tried to take his out, kind of tit for tat, and it ended up to his favor. That's how he got that extra points above me. Otherwise, it would have been a tie. So it was kind of messed up toward the end, but I think I did pretty good. My opponent said that my list was pretty solid, but it was more of a heavy hitting list So our list was kind of even out because the heavy weapon units.
Was it dice rolls?
My dice rolls toward the beginning were like non-existent. And then his were pretty good. And then toward the end, I started finding those fives and sixes on them dice. And
by that time, it's too late.
And then it was, yeah, then it was too late at that point. And it was like a snowball going down a hill. And I was at the bottom, blindsided.
Beautiful. All right, well, thank you, brother.
All right.
Security authorization accepted.
Once again, your humble correspondent, Scott, is reporting. Round one is in the books. It was disgusting and brutal. Round two, underway.
We put creatures in our bodies.
Hi, this is Ryan Reed. I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm playing a Loyalist Marine chapter, the Crimson Fists, and the Loyalists haven't done so well today. We fought Brother Salamanders in the first round and did fairly well that in our first battle, but lost to the Dark Eldar fairly spectacularly. 10 Dark Lances will ruin a Marine player's day very quickly, as I learned. Land Raiders, even with smoke and cover, don't do that well against that many Dark Lances. So, nonetheless, I'm having a great time. It's always good to be here and playing in the tournament. And it's always good to get to play against some new faces and people that I don't see on a regular basis, because I get tired of beating up on the same people all the time. So.
This is Joshua Frizzell, played Blood Angels today. First game was a little rough. Got exploded by a Defiler first turn. Lost 8 Assault Marines. It's pretty rough. Second game went a lot better. Blood Angels came out and did their Blood Angel thing. Assaulted everybody. Killed lots of things. Death Company really shined. They came in, killed 2 full squads of Marines, did their thing, ate their face off. And pretty much rocked it out. It was pretty cool. Got 20 points. Dante killed a lot of people, which is really cool. Decided to add a chapter banner, which gave everybody else a +1 attack. Really has worked out for me so far. So, doing okay so far. Hopefully we'll be able to pull out a couple more wins in these next couple of rounds.
Okay, my name is Josh Heath. I'm from Hendersonville, Tennessee. Right now I'm gaming out of Nashville. I'm going to school at Belmont. Graduating in May. I've come down here. This is my first battle for Stones River. So far, it's been a lot of fun. I'm playing Necrons. I've had the pleasure of my first game against Damon Booker, and then my second game against Jason Gimley. And both great guys, really fun games. I won both of them so far. I'm looking forward to 2 more awesome games. I haven't heard anyone arguing. I haven't heard the makings of any horror stories yet. So looks like it's going to be an awesome experience. I would just love to win something, anything. I don't care. But so far, so good.
What was the turning point of your second game?
Oh my gosh! The second game, it all came down to Jason Gimley's. He rushes me with 2 Land Raiders full of Vanguards and Thunderhammer Storm Shields. They're just right in my face, and if I don't do something, I'm going to get phased out, no questions. So I Veil of Darkness to one side of them with 20 Necron Warriors. I come up on them with 7 Destroyers, my Monolith, my another unit of like 8 Warriors. My entire army just comes down on them. I hit them with everything I got. I'm just blowing off weapons, and then finally my last shots with my Destroyers immobilizes them, so my whole army's shot. Then my Nightbringer charges them, blows them up. So that was just like, so half of his charge just failed. He didn't get a good enough difficult terrain test, so his Terminators were stuck. And then I charged him in the next round, wiped him, and then then that turn, he immobilized his other Rhino in the river. I mean, his other Land Raider in the river. So the Vanguard had to get out, and I just picked him off. So
textbook, baby.
It was unbelievable.
Beautiful. All right.
Fascinating.
I'm Jake LaPlante from Murfreesboro. I'm playing Tyranids.
my first game, I lost to a chapter of Marines that my opponent made himself that looked really awesome. And my second game, I tied for 5 points each against Orcs.
What was the turning point on your second game?
There wasn't really a turning point. It's just we ran out of time.
Oh, really?
And my Trigon didn't come in. So.
What they didn't ever did come in?
Nope.
Gotcha. You having a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
Engineering, stand by for warp drive.
All right, so game two is over and complete. The smoke is cleared. The players are starting to distinguish themselves. It's on to game three, where the carnage is guaranteed to be intensified. So while deployment's underway, I'd like to shift the focus over to a special guest that we are delighted to have here on the Hammercast today, presenting author Mike Lee. Mike's best well-known for his Black Library books, including the Nagash series. I mean, how cool is that? So, Mike, welcome to the Hammercast. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks very much. As I said, my name is Mike Lee. I'm a writer for Black Library. I work on both the Warhammer 40K and the Warhammer Fantasy lines. Got my start writing for the Mellus Darkblade series. Started that in 2003. We're up to 5 books in that series now. And since then, I have gone on and worked on one of the Warhammer 40K Horus Heresy books, Fallen Angels, which continues the story of the Dark Angels that was begun in Descent of Angels, written by Mitchell Scanlon. I'm also working on a series called the Warhammer Time of Legends series, which is basically the Warhammer Fantasy version of the Horus Heresy. It specifically talks about characters like Heldenhammer and Sigmar and Malekith, and in my case, Nagash. There's 3 books in the Nagash series. Second book, Nagash the Unbroken, is going to be out in stores here in the U.S. in April, and I'm currently working on the third book,
Can't
Nagash
wait.
The Immortal.
That's awesome. Can't
Thanks.
Wait.
So, yeah, keeping busy. Keeping busy.
Good, good. Well, very well done, my friend. That is an excellent achievement.
Thanks.
Let's talk about your next book that's coming out this April.
That would be Nagash the Unbroken. That's the second book in the Nagash series. It continues the story that we began in the first book. At this point, Nagash has been driven out of his homeland by the Rebel Kings and is wandering in the wasteland. And it basically covers the period in the story of his arrival at Cripple Peak and his initial empire building there by the Sour Sea and the things he encounters there. Meanwhile, in Nehekara, the Lamians are continuing with their quest to achieve dominance in the country, and we start to see the origins behind the Lamian vampires and the vampires in general. So, a whole lot of stuff going on. Really epic story that takes place over, I think we cover about 450 years in the second book, so a whole lot of stuff going on.
I love hearing about this before it comes out. I feel like I'm special. Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. I've been to a few authors' readings, and they say that sometimes, inevitably, one of their characters kind of mirrors themselves a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like what they think they are or what they wish they could be. out of all the books that you've written, do you have any characters that you can kind of say you see yourself more in than any other?
You realize 90% of the characters I write are complete bastards, right? I mean, bad, bad people. So I'm not sure how I'm going to answer that question.
Hey, that shouldn't stop you from saying no. That shouldn't stop you.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, as a writer, you do tend to some extent, insert yourself in the characters. I mean, you go with what you know. You know, you go with personality traits and things like that that are familiar, and that's usually, you know, you and your close friends and stuff like that. So it's only natural that happens. Let me see. I'd have to
it's
say
a tough
that
one, man.
It is
tough.
I'm trying to think, man. But you know, this is going to reflect badly on me no matter what I do. There's a little bit of malice in me, I guess.
Amen, brother.
You wait.
You're a gamer. There's got to be.
Yes, exactly right. Actually, though, I think the closest of the characters would be Hawklear, his second in command, his smart-ass lieutenant. That's way more me, I think.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, let me ask you, what do you have coming up next as far as your next published book after this one?
Ooh,
or are you working on anything right now?
Well, I'm working on the next book in the Nagash series right now. That'll be the next one in the publication schedule. I think that comes out late 2010.
Then after that, I started another fantasy book that I'm afraid I can't talk about yet, or they'll hunt me down and kill me.
Come on, man. No, we're your captive audience here.
Dude, I know. Well, but unless you're willing to put a strike team together.
Can you maybe say where it's going to be located? Like, what? Is it Empire-based, or is it?
It is not Empire-based. It's going to take place in the Chaos Wastes. About as far as I can go with it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
There's probably people in England that are listening in on us right now. They're dispatching the kill team to take me out.
I understand. So. They're sharpening their blades.
They are.
Right now.
I'm telling you. They don't mess around.
Excellent. Well, I mean, are you a gamer? Do you actually game yourself?
I am, when I get the chance. Actually, it's kind of cool sitting here at the tournament watching all these games and wishing I'd brought my army to play. I play 40K.
What army?
Black Legion.
Aha,
Chaos all the
Legion.
Way.
Okay, stick with what you know.
That's exactly
I
right.
Say.
I may start a Tyranid army. Haven't made up my mind yet. I mean, really, I just don't have a lot of time to paint, much less play, so... But
that's great research.
It really is, yeah.
You gotta admit that.
Exactly. I'm making my hobbies pay for themselves.
Where are you located out of?
In Nashville.
Oh, you live in Nashville.
Yeah.
Great, okay.
So just a short drive down.
Do you play at the Gamers Keep up there? Or?
Sometimes. I mean, he's fairly close to my house. I used to play back there when it was Games Extraordinaire way back in the day. I'm old school.
Right. Hey, you and me both, baby. You and me both.
But yeah, occasionally. I mean, most of the time I just have friends over. We have some beers. We throw down. We play some games. You know, I don't get out much. They don't let me out.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, really.
We live in the man cave.
That's right.
Every now and then, like a turtle, we poke our heads out.
Man, I'm hoping to graduate up to man cave.
But this right here is great. This is the first time I've been to Battle of Stones River. Mm-hmm. All the players here, man, are very amiable.
They really are.
I haven't heard anybody outside cussing or screaming.
Well, no more than they have to.
I got a few smoked cigarettes out there. People are a little nervous.
That's right.
You know, this is only game two. By game three, that brain melt's going to start.
Yeah.
And trust me, by the end of game four, it's... You're going to see a bunch of glazed eyes around here.
And then the Hooters girl shows up and everybody wakes up.
Exactly, right. Bing. So they provided food and drinks for everybody, which is very nice. Well, man, that is great. I appreciate everything you've been telling us so far.
No, sure, absolutely.
So this tangled web of a life we lead, what did you do before you started writing books?
I wrote role-playing games, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of a bizarre sort of roundabout. I got started, this is back in the day, not long after, I guess. Dragonlance had been out for, you know, 5 or 6 years. And a game company in Atlanta, White Wolf Games, had come out with Vampire the Masquerade, and it was really hot at the time. And they, you know, they started to produce their own novels based on the game world, and I thought, well, you know, I could do that. And so I approached White Wolf with a proposal for a trilogy of novels about actually Werewolf at that point, Werewolf the Apocalypse. And one thing led to another. A year and a half passed. They wound up passing on the proposal. They just really weren't interested in the trilogy. But they said, you know what? Tell you what, would you like to write for some of the role-playing books? I said, sure. And then we wound up working for them for about 8.5 years. I wrote for just about every major game line for the company. And then wound up for a while being a full-time developer. Produced Demon the Fallen, which was the last of the old World of Darkness role-playing games.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun, actually. I really enjoyed doing it. And then, of course, they did the whole Gehenna thing and burned the whole World of Darkness to the ground and started again. So,
like a phoenix that rises from the ashes. Well, that's some pedigree, Mike. Man, have you always known that you wanted to write?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much knew from age 13 I wanted
to
write. Yeah, well, the way I point out is I suck at everything else. So, and some people say I suck at the writing, so, you know. But
right.
It's what I've always wanted to do. I mean, I've run games, I've told stories pretty much my entire life, and so it just seemed natural to move into writing them myself professionally.
Well, who knows? You can make a career out of something like that.
You know, they say that, but it's I haven't seen it happen yet. You know, it's all beer and pretzel money.
right.
I've enjoyed it a lot. It's really a demanding job, but it's been a lot of fun too.
That's great. Well, in that vein, say we have a listener that would aspire to do what you're doing right now, what advice would you give that person?
Well, from a general standpoint, I mean, you get to be a writer by writing, which sounds really stupid and lame, but it's the truth. I mean, write every day. Write a few thousand words, which is a couple pages. Just get out there and hone your craft. Read every book you can get your hands on in the genre that you want to write in. If it's, you know, in my case, you want to write for 40K or fantasy, read the stuff that the company's putting out, because that'll tell you what kind of books or stories they're looking for. Learn how the writers tell their stories. And then try to emulate it, I guess. You don't want to copy them directly, but you want to pick up from them how they tell their stories and incorporate that into your own style. Because I mean, that's the best way to learn. it's hands-on. You can't, you know, go to, you know, writing classes, things like that aren't really that useful. You have to get out there and do it yourself. In terms of actually writing for Black Library, the best thing to do, every year they try and have anthology contests. Mm-hmm. They do a fantasy anthology and a 40K anthology.
Right.
If you're interested in writing for Black Library itself, apply to those competitions. I mean, write a short story proposal and send it in, and that will get you on the radar of the editors there. And if they like your stuff, they're going to come back and ask you to, you know, write something for them. They're always looking for new writers. They just have to be very picky about how many applications they get.
Because right.
There's only like four of them, and they get thousands and thousands of submissions. Oh, it's insane. And if all they did was read through all those, they wouldn't get anything else done. So they have to limit the pool of applicants. But that's definitely the way to go in terms of getting on their radar and having a possibility of writing for the company in the future.
Let me ask you, where do you draw inspiration when you sit down for the first time to write a book? Are you the type that, like, will outline the entire book before you get started, or are you more organic?
Oh, no, I'm so anal. I'm so obsessive compulsive. It's ridiculous. I mean, partly the company requires you to write an outline for the story so they know where you're going with it. I mean, that's important because of the kind of stories we work on, and it's got to be true to the background. They've got to be able to look that over and say, yeah, Horace doesn't bowl. I'm sorry. We can't do that.
Horace with the bowling shirt is surreal. So, hey, okay. On another note, when you're writing book to book, do you find yourself having to go back and, like, double check, fact check, just to make sure there are no inaccuracies between books?
All the time, constantly. Constantly. And you still miss stuff.
You can't have somebody be a lefty and then the next they're writing.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, he didn't have hair, or, you know. Right. He had a wooden
teeth.
Leg. Yeah. I didn't know that happened. Yeah, you've got to constantly. That's why I've got all my books on computer. I have to go back and you know, research and make sure that I'm not screwing details up. And again, you still miss things. Things still slip through the cracks.
Right.
And you hope the editors catch them, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Well, with Murphy lurking around every corner, inevitably you've got to open a book, and boom, there it is.
I've had,
and
yeah.
And you just kind of beat your head against
the forehead.
The wall,
yeah, like, the forehead ouch, slapping ouch, moments. Ouch. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's such a time delay between when you finish the book and when it comes out. Usually you're working on another book, or even a book after that down the line. So the book shows up in the mail, you're like, oh, it's out. Okay. And you sit down and you start to read it, and you, inevitably, you're just flipping through the book, and the errors will jump out and smack you in the face. You're like, oh, God, how'd that happen? I went over that six different times, and it's just invisible to you. But it happens, and you just have to roll with it and keep going.
I imagine you just got to do it mostly from memory, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, different people do it different ways. Some people keep exhaustive notes. Some people use their memory. Some people just have the source material handy, and you have to go back and reread scenes to make sure, you know, the continuity syncs up. I mean, I'm having issues like that with Nagash right now because, again, it covers such a huge amount of time. You know, characters come and go and details change, and he might be totally different from one chapter to another because a century's passed in between. So keeping that thread is really challenging.
Let me ask you, when you do like a fight scene, mm-hmm. like very grisly, mm-hmm. very bloody,
yeah.
do you kind of visualize that in your head first, kind of how it goes, like from different angles,
yes.
and then approach the writing?
I will choreograph the whole thing in my head and figure out how it all goes together and then put it on the page. I mean, I've done stage fighting choreography. I've done live steel choreography.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of hands-on training.
Help, yeah.
It really does. I mean, I know how to get knights in and out of armor. I know how to get them on their horses. I know how to fight with swords and shields and axes and maces. So I definitely come at it from a... You know, if I was doing this to this guy, how would I go about it?
Right. Awesome.
And it has helped a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. I think it would be funny if you, like, had a list of, like, fantasy words that you were trying to get X amount of times into a certain book, like Grimoire.
Arcanum. You know, like, there's this list here. I've got to get this in this next set of books.
That's funny. there are times that, I mean... When you're writing the book, you do kind of tend to latch on to words, and they keep popping up throughout the course of the book. And it goes back, and you're like, I just put the word grimoire in three separate paragraphs on this page. What the hell was I thinking?
Just next book, you can name a character grimoire.
Yes, right.
There you go, and then just knock it all out.
Nagash's servant grimoire.
He'll have his name mentioned about 300 times in the book.
And then my editor comes to America and beats me over the
quota
head.
Quota achieved.
I can check that one off.
Well, Mike, man, this is great talking to you, dude.
Thank you very much. I'm elated
here. This is wonderful.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm glad to get a little insight into the next book coming out. Can't wait for it to come out.
Thanks.
I know you have a few copies that you were able to give out today.
Yeah, I was able to sneak a few of them out of the house, yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I was allowed to get you in trouble or anything with that. No, you gave books out? Come on, man. Big fan of Nagash, man.
Awesome.
And the books. Well, thank you so much, my
friend. Thank you very
much. Any last words you have to say?
Keep reading my books, please. I have kids going to college.
Will do.
I'm not afraid to beg.
Good. All right, get in line for that. All right, Mike. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow. It is indeed our honor to have Mike be the Hammercast first significant interviewee. Woohoo! Also, we definitely appreciate the advanced copy of Nagash the Unbroken as well. Thank you, man. Everybody, do yourself a favor. Pre-order this as soon as possible. Okay, back to the generals. And round three.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee.
My name is Travis Smith. I'm one of the rules judges today here at the Battle for Stones River. Having a great day. A lot of guys out bringing a lot of different armies. Surprised to see a few of the Necron armies out today. A lot of people don't play them anymore in the tournament scene. They don't think they're competitive enough, but they look like they're doing pretty well. We have some great painted armies. You've got like Brian Cruz and Ultramarines, Keith Hoffman and his Imperial Guard from the planet of Korsk, which is a Forge world. Out there, a lot of good players, a lot of simple rules questions, so it makes mine and Ken, who's the other rules judge, a lot easier. We don't have to spend 30 minutes harassing over one rule situation. So that's about it. It looks like it's going great. We've got one more round to go, and we'll have all the winners announced.
Hey, my name is Chris Bryant. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, playing Space Wolves today. One loss, one draw, one win with one more game to go. Played Necrons, Sisters of Battle in the first game, lost, pretty embarrassing. Played Necrons in the second game, draw. I hate Necrons. And I played a Chaos player and eked out a very close game. All my opponents have been great. Had a fun time.
What was the turning point in that last game?
The last round, I had a Land Raider with a six-man troop choice, Grey Hunters in it. In my phase, I used the Redeemer Flamer to kill a Khorne squad that was sitting on the objective. Knocked them down to three, and then he surrounded the Land Raider, and had he had picked his shooting better, he used a Nurgle squad with two Meltas to shoot at another troop choice that wasn't near the objective. Had he had used them to try to pop the Raider or moved them to surround it, that would have gone a lot different. Instead, I was able to get my squad out. He did turn the Raider into a wreck with a Greater Demon and Nurgle. But I was able to get that squad out, shot the Khorne guys, got them into hand-to-hand, and then with my consolidation after wiping them out, I was able to take the last objective.
Hi, my name is Jeff Guyot from Cookeville, Tennessee. Here playing Space Marines, my own DIY chapter called the Cinderhawks. It's Khan with some Vanguard and then a Chaplain and some Assault Terminators. Two Land Raiders and a couple of attack squads, no big deal. Had the chance to play Kevin Drury here this last round, and he gave me a good wallop and like he's supposed to, I guess. Had one little pesky Land Raider that decided to blow up on the last turn and gave him 7 points. Oh, well. Pretty good tournament all around. So far, full sportsmanship scores to all three people that have played so far, so I've been pretty happy that way. Overall, very well-run tournament. This is my first Battle for Stones River. Heard about it last year. Didn't get a chance to go. But this one, definitely worth coming to. A lot of good players, a lot of good sportsmen, and everybody seems to be having a good time.
What was the turning point of your last game?
Turning point was forgetting to, or not forgetting, but not bringing my Vanguard out soon enough. and they got stuck in the Land Raider. Of course, it wouldn't have changed the game if they had come out. They would have gotten charged immediately, probably two different Bloodletter squads. So Bloodletters like to eat Marines. It wouldn't have been close. I don't think it would have changed anything.
Let me ask you, how are you finding the talent level up here?
Talent level is better than I've seen anywhere else, to be honest with you. I mean, anywhere you see in this area anyways, the Chattanooga, Nashville, Murfreesboro, even down to Atlanta, you see pretty much the same group of guys, and they're all doing as good as they do anywhere else. I mean, you got Brian Crew, he's phenomenal, and Kevin, he's always up there. Willie from Chattanooga Wargamers, he's always up there too. I've lost to him a couple of times now. It's overall pretty good. This is a really good first quarter tourney, first quarter of the year, then of course Battle for Supremacy in November, and I'm just kind of hoping somebody gets the gumption to get up two more, maybe have one big tourney a quarter. That'd be really nice. So we'll see how that goes.
All right, so round three is history. Hasta luego, a passing memory. Round four is starting. I'm looking out across the field, and I see several battle fatigue generals duking it out to the very end. And hold on a second. Hey, I think I see a vision in orange. Hey, Bob.
Hey, is that the Hooters girls? Hey, come here. Hey, Bob, tell them. Come here. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? Hey, let me get you broadcasted. Why don't you come around here? Hey, come around. There you go. All right. Hey, Big Daddy got a knee? One for each of ya. There you go. Come on in. Have a seat. Wait. Oh, whammy. Well, girls, I need to get your levels. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey. Well, look, here's the microphone. Lean in and say what you want to say. We got a room full of testosterone and adrenaline. So tell the boys what you have to say.
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And this is Brittany.
And we're the Hooters girls. No mercy, gentlemen.
Give them hell, boys.
40K and Grand Adventures rocks.
Woo! All right. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Although I have to be a little honest that things are starting to get a little dizzy. Things are a little fuzzy. I think I'm going to black out.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Hey, it's Damon Booker. Play Space Wolves today. First round, played against Necrons. Very difficult army to play against with Nightbringer and a Monolith and a whole lot of destroyers. I made it rough on them, but I did lose 9-7. Very close game. Second round, I was playing against, a Space Wolf player. Very great guy from Chattanooga. Very close game. He actually played a mission better than I did, so he actually ran away with it. Another close game, but it was fun. The third game I played against Eldar, which was probably the scariest army that I knew I was going to face today. Managed to wipe the table, actually cleared them out by round four, 20 points to zero, turned the day around. Last game was against a close friend of mine, David Denby, playing Salamanders. We always play it to the neck. So, good game. Change of body parts. The field is littered with Space Marine battle armor. And Vulcan still lives. It's unbelievable. He went head up with Arjak and two Grey Hunter units, and he still lives. But I killed him enough in the past. So, great tournament, great turnout this year. It was fun. Not too happy about my performance overall, but can't win them all, right?
What's going on out there, broadcast world? It's me, David Denby. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. Come down here for the Battle of Stones River. I'm here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. My army is the Salamanders, led by Vulcan himself. The tournament was pretty good. Four nice rounds. My first two rounds was pretty good. Won my first one, draw with my second one, won my third one, lost my fourth one. The fourth one was a pretty good game against Damian Booker and his Space Marines of the Space Wolves. It was a nice little showdown between Vulcan and his commander. Vulcan lasted out through the whole game, took on a lot of invulnerable saves and a lot of regular saves, and dished them all out, and he took it with a stride, even though I lost the game tremendously. 0 points to 13 points, but it's all good. Dame is a good player. He got a good army, magnificent list he brought to the tournament. Had a good time here at the tournament, good food, good hospitality with the host, good players out here, good armies, good themes, and just everything they've done this year with the Hooters girls and the Red Bull chicks. It was all good with the broadcasting coming down. Everything is great. So I hope everybody who came out had a good time, enjoyed themselves. I really did. And I can't wait to look forward to next year. Excuse me with my tongue tiredness.
All right, I'm Al Gleason with the Blade and Bolter Boys here in Hermitage at the Battle for Stones River. I was running Eldar today. Kind of a comedy of errors tournament. First game, I wound up playing a Willie Shannon from the Chattanooga guys, our nemesis club. And he took me to school, Eldar and Dark Eldar Slap and Tickle Fest. But we played six rounds and lost. For me, win for him. Second round was against George Flowers from Huntsville. Great guy, good friend of mine. And played his orcs. Got a little minor victory, 10 points or so. Third game was against Jeremy Stan from the Blade and Bolter Boys, who beat me 7-5. Yeah, I lost to Jeremy. Yeah, our little boy's grown up. He's a big man now. And last game was against a guy named John Williams from, I think, Jackson, Tennessee. And we had a great game. Fun opponent, good fun game. And all the games were like 10 points and no major wins and kind of a comedy of errors, but a great tournament, a lot of fun, and just want to say thanks to GA for hosting this and bringing Mike Lee in and all that good stuff, and good to see all my Blade and Bolter brothers here.
Security authorization accepted.
My name is Willie Shannon. I played a Dark Eldar list today. It was pretty much a Raider spam list. I had a bunch of Dark Lances. I think I had a total of 18 Dark Lances, 9 Disintegrators, and a bunch of witches, mostly just a shooting army. I did pretty good on the day. I came out three wins, one loss, with a total of 50 battle points. My army played really well because this tournament pretty much had the majority was Space Marines, and most Space Marines players run a lot of armor. So I did pretty well versus them. I had to play against an all-Bach army, and that was tough. He had a lot of cover saves from turbo boosting, and he had a lot of thunder hammers and storm shields, and it was just hard for me to break through his three-up invulnerable save. So he ended up pretty much wiping me off the table in round three. I think he's probably going to be the guy that wins today. But I had a really good day. It's the first tournament I've played in with my Dark Eldar, so I'm pretty happy with it.
All right, I've got Kevin sitting in the booth here with me. How'd your day go, Kevin?
Oh, great. A lot of Warhammer. That's how I like it. I'm exhausted.
Success.
Yeah, glad we only do this once or twice a year because it is a little too much sugar, right. Too much pizza. Too much sugar. And
bingo.
I got four great games in, especially, you know, I would do it again. I say two times a year is enough. I would do it again next week if I could. Had four great games, like I said. I brought my demons this year. Normally I bring my Dark Eldar. Wanted to switch it up. Got kind of bored with the Dark Eldar and new codex looming, hopefully in the next year or so. But my goal was three wins out of my four games. And my first game was against somebody I already know, John Gladden. Relatively new to the game, first big tournament.
Cool.
Game went really bad for him. I had some really good luck. Pretty much after turn four, it was down to his general, Gazgul Thraka, and like two or three Ludas to my pretty much whole army still.
Ouch.
But then Gazgul went on a little bit of a rampage, took out He already killed one soul grinder. He took out my blood crushers, another soul grinder, two units of bloodletters before another unit of bloodletters finally brought him down. Definitely living up the name of Beast of Armageddon. He just went ape. It was hilarious, though.
Right.
Next game was against a fellow Blade and Bolter, Matt Rogers. By the way, if you see all the blue shirts in the pictures, that's all of us Blade and Bolters. Pretty big showing this time around. He had his Imperial Fist.
They're a loud group, too.
Yes. Yeah, so, keep it loud. Exactly. Loud and proud. Matt Rogers, he has the really, you can see the really vibrant yellow Imperial Fist, really well-painted army. He tried to put everything reserves. I love when people do that. Allowed me to get right up to the table edge. When he came in, I just dogpiled on him and didn't let up. He also the dice though weren't too nice to him. He penetrated my soul grinder about 3 or 4 times without any results.
Soul grinder penetration.
And by the time the game was over, he was left with just an immobilized land raider and an immobilized land speeder, who was unfortunately sitting on the bridge, which was the objective, costing me 6 points. So thank you, Matt. But you know, play the game all the way through. Do everything you can, and if you, So great game on that one. Went on to play Jeff. Last name is Goulier, I think it is.
I met Jeff earlier. I think he pronounced it Guyot.
With his own chapter, Cinderhawks, really nice looking Marine army. I didn't get my preferred wave. That turned out to work to my advantage, as I just kind of let him around the table a little bit, and I managed to just kind of pick off the pieces when I needed to. The dice went my way a couple times. Something I almost never get to do. I was able to surround the Land Raider entirely and wreck it, killing Khan and a whole unit of Vanguard vets inside without striking a single blow. That was
Khan.
And I was
Khan.
I had a few of those too, but again, only thing left alive was two Marines that cost me 4 points. So those of you paying attention, that's 4 models in out of 3 games that cost me 10 battle points. Off to the and the last game, the one I've been dreading all day, against my sometimes nemesis Brian Crew, a fellow Blade and Bolter. They call him the War Master for good reason. He's won many tournaments all across the country.
War Master.
And I'd beaten him our first game. We drew the last game actually here because he made a mistake and I was able to capitalize on it. So I knew I was due. And we're playing on table one. We both have a pretty good lead on the opposition, and I make one key mistake in deployment, and Brian Crew is the kind of guy, you make that kind of mistake, and he's just going to punish you for it. And sure enough, I still drag him out game. Crazy dice back and forth, I will tell you that. And it was just, I mean, if you looked at us, you thought we'd have some kind of like telepathic duel there, because we were both, I mean, we ignored the Hooters girls. We were that far into the game, which is a weird place to be.
Mental warfare.
But yeah, he came out top 10-0. It was pretty close near the end there. I think we just punched each other in the face. I think we knocked each other out, unfortunately. We'll wait and see. You know what? Had some great games. I got my 3 victories. I lost to one of the best players in the country, I think. So, you know what? No shame in that. And I'm just looking forward to next year already.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, wrap it up with how do you think everything went today up here?
Unbelievably well, actually. 47 people. All the rounds started on time or within 5 minutes, which, you know, in a 40K event with this size, this many people, is unheard of. No arguments, no outbursts, nothing. They had 2 judges roaming the whole time, seemed to have their stuff together. The scenarios went well. I honestly can't think of any complaints. I mean, I've had tournaments where I've liked all my games, but had some issues with the organizers and such. This time, nothing. No problems. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, that seems to be an overall theme today, so successful event. All right, Kevin, sounds good, man. Let's go get working on episode number 3.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, this is Scott again. We are at the end of the tournament, awaiting the award ceremony. Right now, I have the pleasure to be speaking with George Flowers, who runs a tournament called Calm Before the Wog, and I'll go ahead and let George kind of flesh that out a little bit. Go ahead, George.
The Calm Before the Wog is a tournament that was really, we came up with it because it's a throwback to the way 40K is actually supposed to be played, where you are hanging out with friends, spending the day with people you actually like, drinking, and it's basically 40K in a bar. We've done it for a couple of years now. It's a huge hit. We do everything to a level that most tournaments don't do. We have a great hotel that we get at a discount. I actually get limousines for our guests at the hotel who get carried to the tournament. We have this tournament in a bar where you're basically drinking beer and playing 40K. And because you're drinking, then you get a limousine ride back to your hotel at the end of the day. It turns out to be a great
sounds,
time.
Sounds great. So when you say in a bar, you mean in a bar?
Yeah, we have it in a sports bar. We rent the place out for a day, and really just can't say enough. I mean, people get in there, they have a good time the whole day. People don't bring their power list to this thing.
What
you come
size
and play.
Of venue you're looking at as far as how many people can you accommodate?
This year we're going to have 60.
60, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and we always sell out in about. We always sell. I think last year we sold out in 3 days. This year I think we sold out in 5.
One of your unit champions just came by a second ago. It said something about strippers at the event. Is this hearsay, or can we expect?
No, that's unconfirmed.
It's okay.
Unconfirmed.
They're unconfirmed TNA.
May or may not be. Stripper. So stripper is actually a relative term, but there are young ladies that we hire to come to the event and hang out.
Now,
for
is this the first time you guys have held this?
No, we've done it. This is, I think, our
third year, okay.
Doing it, and it keeps.
So you guys are old pros by now.
Yeah, it literally gets more and more popular every year. I mean, this year we've got guys flying in from California, New York.
Nice.
It's a small tournament, and it's for the most part it's an invitational.
How do they go about contacting you should they want to come and play?
Well, we've got a website. It's thecalm, thekalm. .com, and there's a contact us button on there. We're sold out. We've got a long waiting list on it for this year. But if people use that button and say, "Hey, look, I'd like to be included in it next year," we can certainly put them on our invitation list, and so that they know when the announcement comes out that they want to do it, so they can.
Okay, beautiful. All right, George, I appreciate that. And again, get in touch with them if you are interested in attending the call before the WOG. Sounds excellent.
1 minute to auto-destruct.
Fascinating.
Okay, the tournament is over. This is Scott once again. I am sitting with Brian Crew, who did win the overall general for the 2010 Battle for Stones River. How you doing, Brian?
Yeah, pretty good. Tired.
Man. I bet. I bet your brain's about melted at this point. 4 games is a lot for anybody. If you would, just kind of, give you a little background information, where you're from, what Army you're playing, and talk about that last game.
Well, I'm actually from quite a few places. I just moved here from California about 2 years ago. And the Army I was playing was an Ultramarine bike Army, basically consisting of 2 squads of bikes, a command squad, and a Terminator squad. Been playing that Army, probably just picked that up maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, been kind of refining it, getting it ready for Adepticon, which I plan on going to play with guys from the Blade and Bolter Club, and we're going to play at the team tournament. I'm going to play probably pretty close to that same
Army. You are going to Adepticon this year?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see you there. What about that last game?
Well, that last game, for one, Kevin Drury and I, we always have tough games.
Yeah, you guys got a history.
Yeah, we've had a history.
Do tell.
Yeah, my very first game in Tennessee was playing in our boys against Kevin. I hadn't played 5th edition. He taught me a new lesson. He just destroyed me.
Yeah, he's known to do that.
Yeah, our second game was last year at the same tournament, and we tied. Then the third game here was, a victory for me. So we kind of know every time we're going in, it's going to be a pretty tough game, and certainly lived up to its potential. Yeah.
I'd look forward to that one all day long. Absolutely.
And he was actually playing, he usually plays Dark Eldar. This time he was playing a Demon Army. Pretty shooty, pretty attack Demon Army. So I knew I was going to be in trouble at that point. So.
Well, didn't you take out the Bloodthirster early on?
That was, yeah.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, the Bloodthirster came in on Deep Strike, and he planned for it to be a lot further back. and it deviated 11 inches right towards my almost my entire army. So he was, that bloodthirster was sucking up probably about 8 or 9 Melta gun shots, and then all the rest of my twin blink bolters and everything else. So unfortunate for him, very fortunate for me. So
yeah, it, nothing like a dead bloodthirster on a field. Was it turn one?
Yeah, it was turn one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin just walked by. I heard that. Well, great, great. Okay, well, cool, man. I appreciate it, Brian. This is the first time. Is this the first Battle of Stones River you've been to?
This is the second one. Last year, I won Best General here.
Oh, okay. Well, great. So Best General, then Best. Okay, so got an upward trend
going up there. I'm due for the big crash. Hopefully not at Adepticon.
You know, this is when you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up. When you're at the very top, there's no place else to go but down.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, awesome, man. Awesome. Well, by winning today, I mean, I know you're an excellent player, so hopefully one day when I get my 40K sea legs underneath me, maybe I'll be able to get a game with you.
I look forward to seeing you.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Brian. Okay, this is Scott once again. I am sitting here with Keith Hoffman. Keith won 2 awards today. He won Best Overall Theme and Best Painted. And for all of you out there that do a lot of painting, you can definitely respect that, because there was like 50 contestants here today. How you doing, Keith?
Pretty good. How you doing, Scott?
Doing pretty good, man. Hey, if you could just give us a little background to maybe talk about a game or...
Well, today was a pretty good game. I didn't do very well. I 2-2 as far as my record is concerned, but there's a lot of really nice looking armies out here. I was really kind of worried about it. Been working on my guard armory for quite a while. Actually painted 6 of the 10 vehicles in the army this week.
Last minute action.
Yeah. I'm a bad procrastinator, but it gets me painting. And 4 of the vehicles I put together this week. So, but I had most of the infantry done, but a lot of conversions, a lot of work on them. The background, they're basically sorry, I'm hoarse from playing 4 games in a day. They're basically a Korsk. It's a Forge World, and they're protection for the Forge World, and they've got a lot of servitors and stuff in the army. But I had a really good day, had a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good guys out here. So the Blade and Bolters did really well, so I'm happy.
Hey, Blade and Bolter actually had a real good showing today.
Yeah, Brian is our head crusher.
There was like 4 or 5 Blade and Bolter wins, so I was like, okay, we know who the big boys on the block around here are.
Well, we've got about 25, 30 members, and we've been around since, I've been a member since 96, so.
Wow.
That's
a long time.
I'm older than I look.
I got you beat, I think. Well, cool. All right, well, Keith, thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Hey, do you ever put like your pictures of your army on the web? Or
yeah, something? I've actually got a blog for this army itself. It's the 5th Silent Company of Korsk.
Is that spelled or with the letter or number 5?
The number 5. Well, it's on the Blade and Bolter website. Oh, okay. The forums is bladeinbolter.com.
Gotcha.
And it's also on heresy.net. So, heresyonline.net.
Sweet. Now, do you go under Keith Hoffman on that?
Death Clock.
Okay, so that's what we're looking
for. I'm sorry. The Blade and Bolter, I'm slave to darkness.
Gotcha. The slave. All right, sounds good. All right, appreciate it, Keith.
No problem. Thank you, Scott.
Well, all right. Well, that's it, gentlemen, for this special edition episode of The Hammercast. A few thank yous are in order. First off, thank you to Grand Adventures, Chris Pryor, the other tournament organizers and staff. Top shelf job, gentlemen, top shelf job. Prize support was phenomenal. The Civil War swords with the etching on it was incredible. Special thank you to Mike Lee for stopping by. That was pretty cool, man. Psyched about that. Thank you to all the different generals who came by and participated. You guys had a good sense of humor. I appreciate it. So it's a wrap. I invite you to join us for our next episode next month. For the first time, we're going to be featuring a 40K army, commentary by Kevin, who did end up winning 2nd overall today. See if we can get him to come off some of his trade secrets. So until our paths cross again, you are listening to The Hammercast. Initiating shutdown sequence.